Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show, a special broadcast tonight on February 20th with the, I want to say, he's going as soul crooner, Paul Loren. And when I heard crooner, I'm telling you, I was expecting Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin. He is not that. But before we start, I believe we have him on the phone. But before we start, let's say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Closing Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. Mr. Loren, how are you? Are you on the phone?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me okay?
So perfectly. What a dulcet tone you have. Nice to chat with you tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You kidding? I was looking so forward to hanging out with you because when I received your song, I just loved it. And when I saw the info on you, like I said, it says soul crooner. When I hear the word crooner, I always think of, obviously, Frank Sinatra, you know, the Rat Pack and that. But, man, oh, man, your stuff is great. I love it. I love it. So tell me, are you doing a new album? What's going on?
Thanks. I appreciate the compliment. And, yes, I'm working on new music. I spent a good chunk of 2020 hacking away, chiseling away at the marble, so to speak. And I completed about 22 songs last year. And so it was working my butt off, but wonderfully so. And the song that you heard that we sent you is part of that batch. Go ahead.
Nice. I saw you also do a lot of Christmas stuff. But how'd that go for you? Is that the first time this year you did Christmas stuff, or you've been doing Christmas stuff for a while?
The holidays and Christmas time, it's really, as cliched as it sounds, my favorite time of year.
Me too.
It is the most, you love it too. It is most wonderful, right?
Yes.
And I've been, probably about 5 or 6 years, I've been putting out a Christmas single. And then about 2 years ago, I compiled a 14-song Christmas album. That, of course, all this stuff lives online. People can find it both on my website and whatever streaming or download service they use. So that album is called Holiday Cheers, and that came out a couple years ago, but been having fun every Christmas time with new music.
Right. And now, do you do a lot of original Christmas stuff, or just what's already out there doing covers of it?
Yeah, so the 14-song album is 12 original tunes.
Oh, so cool.
I went full on with the original Christmas spirit. And the two covers that exist are No Place Like Home for the Holidays. Mm. And which is one of my favorites. And Marshmallow World, which is an old Dean Martin song.
Oh, and what's the name of the Christmas album again? I'm sorry. I want to write that down.
Yeah, it's called Holiday Cheers.
Holiday
and you can
cheers.
See me on the cover cheersing with a martini glass. That is the
and there
how
you
I
go.
Christmas.
And there you go. And there you go. So what's your favorite Christmas genre? The slow, the upbeat? Who's your favorite Christmas song that's out there?
There's something about I'll Be Home for Christmas. Just the old kind of slow. There's something just gorgeous about that. I find the ballads. I don't know what you feel and what you think, but I really love those slow, plaintive holiday and Christmas ballads. Just gorgeous. What's your favorite?
Well, I like them too, because it gives you that melancholy feeling of I find Christmas to be glorious and sad all at the same time. I don't know about you. It's a tough time. It is a tough time, but it's a beautiful time. And I really wish that everybody felt the way they do at Christmas every day of the year. Because I think Elvis sang that. Why can't every day be like Christmas? You know, that I love that. And it's really true, because the feeling... just that feeling of Christmas. It's just, you feel so much love, and it's just happiness, you know? I don't know. That's how I feel about it. But I do love the upbeat stuff. You know, I love that a lot. God. Well, of course, Mariah Carey's song, that's really good. That's really good. That's timeless. It's been over 20 years, I think, that song still sounds fresh and brand new.
You're right, for sure. And I love that she kind of throws back a little bit on that to the Phil Spector and the Ronettes kind of feeling. You know, it has that retro sound too. And I agree with you. I think the holidays bring out both, I mean, especially this last year. I don't know what your situation was, but we've all been separated for a long time, right? And kind of, you know, the idea of bringing friends and loved ones close together feels different nowadays.
Yeah.
So to have these songs and to be able to hold on to these songs means a lot when we don't have the people that we love close by, you know?
Yeah. What's the one you just said, Ronettes? That's one of my favorites. The snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall. What's that?
So
I'll
good.
Be home for Christmas?
Yeah, that's Darlene Love, actually.
Yeah, but it's got that sound. It's great.
Exactly.
It's great. That's one of my favorites. What's the name of that one?
Nice
I
voice.
Can't think of it. Oh no, I'm very bad tonight. I'm very clogged up tonight. I'm sorry. But so now the new album. What's the name of the new album, Rob Paul?
So the new album, as of now, is untitled. It'll be out. We'll be putting it out little by little over the year, but no title yet. Also, just to backtrack, it's Darlene Love Christmas, in parentheses, Baby Please Come Home.
That's it.
That's the name of it.
Because I like the, who did it really good? Bon Jovi did it good. Who else? YouTube did it sometimes. You know, I don't know. I'm not a huge Bono fan, I guess. I don't know. I think that U2's overrated, but that's just my opinion. But, and of course, Darlene Love's a version, of course. But so go ahead now. Tell me about the untitled album. When are we going to title it? When are we going to do an actual release? I know you're doing dribs and drabs
and
releases.
So it will be compiled into a double album. So there will be a double vinyl. Imagine that, a double vinyl record next year. But yes, Drips and Drabs, which would be like a few singles, and then it'll be a 5-song EP. A few singles and then a 5-song EP. And at some point, the 5-song EPs become the different sides of the vinyl record, and we compile those and we make a full record out of it. So I think the first single is coming out sometime in April. So it'll be not too long away that we have to wait, which is great.
Nice. And the one we're listening to tonight, Keeping Me Close, when did that come out?
Just last week, just about a week ago, on February 12th. The video just came out. Yeah, the video just came out on YouTube 2 days ago on Thursday.
It's cute. It's really cute.
Thanks.
I like it. With the roller skating,
thanks.
That's really cute.
We filmed it in Jersey. We filmed it in Florham Park, New Jersey.
No kidding.
They have a great rink there, and it just felt like I wanted it to feel like my childhood, this music video. So I would always host my birthday parties at my local roller rink as a kid on Long Island, and I said, hey, who still has roller rinks? Well, the great state of New Jersey still has active roller rinks, and rented out one for a day, invited some of my best friends to throw a birthday party with me, and boy, did we.
Well, I wasn't invited. What the hell?
I'm gonna get you on the next one.
You kidding me? I'm roller skates? You kidding? I'll kill myself. I'd kill myself on roller skates. You kidding? But it just looks so much fun. It looks like you guys had a lot of fun doing it. And the song is so upbeat, and it's got a nice catchy feel to it, which I love too. And like I said, when I saw the word crooner and when I heard the song, I was like, no way. This is no crooning. This is not crooning. This is really good pop stuff, you know? So I was like, wow. And what was I going to say? I did listen to the whole thing because I like to listen to it with the listeners for the first time as well. So when I hear the full thing tonight with you, it'll be the first time I'm hearing it too. So, but what I did hear and what I saw, I dug a lot. I really did like it. So I don't know if you know, what date am I doing it this month? Every month I do a monthly music recap of all the guests that have premiered or played music on the show. And then I really get to enjoy the music because I don't have to say, oh, wow, I love that part or this, that. I love this about it. But I can just sit back and enjoy it and say, this is Paul Lauren's new song. Keeping me close and just sit back and enjoy it like everybody else. So I'm looking forward to that. I really do enjoy doing those nights. So I look forward to playing this that night for you as well. So tell me a little story about this particular song. Is there a story or it just came to you, a melody and whatever just came to your head?
Yeah, the song came out of I had the title and that melody around the title. I was getting out of my car, as trite and simple as this sounds, John, but getting out of my car and was just kind of walking to a beat, and the beat happened to be in tempo of the song, and I was just humming away, and I had a keeping me close, and it was early spring of 2020, and there was a pandemic raging outside my door, and I said, well, that's a good title for nowadays. We want to keep each other close. We don't want to be too close. We want to be socially distant. But I've certainly missed the people that would be close to me normally, and wrote the rest of the song, came very quickly. I think I wrote the rest of the thing under a half hour or something crazy, but came very quick and bookmarked it and recorded it just a couple months later and wanted it to feel kind of disco-y and kind of 1970s Philly soul.
And it definitely has that. Yep.
Oh, great, great. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I also truly relate to what you said about it's the same thing about when I play music. You know, I'm so immersed in it that I can't really step outside of it and enjoy, but I'm so in it when I'm performing and singing and playing it. And when I get to listen or when I get to watch other people and just to kind of lean back, as you said,
and enjoy it.
Highlights. Truly, truly.
Right.
Not that I don't enjoy it performing it, but it's a different, it requires a different cap on. You have to have a different
exactly.
Hat.
It's totally a different feel. It's just a different everything. When you like I before this pandemic, I reviewed concerts, right? And every time I would go to see something just for pleasure, I couldn't enjoy it because I was like, oh, wow, that's this, that's that. You know, I'm like, oh, man, I can't enjoy a concert anymore. You know, I mean, I enjoy them when I go see them, but I have to pay attention to what's going on, you know. And it's like, oh, you know, I can't sit back and just enjoy it. And I hate that.
For sure.
I can't wait to go to one. So I bet you can't wait to tour, too. Do you have any tours lined up? What's going on?
We're waiting to see when the world comes back. We're kind of, we're right there. We're right at the precipice. I think, you know, we're all hopeful that things are going to come back within the year, and I am too. So we're kind of right there. We're ready to go. I have the van has gas in it. It's got a full tank, and so to speak, the easy pass is loaded up. We're ready to hit the road. So we're just waiting.
Well, I have to agree with you. One of the venues that I write for, I'm starting to slowly receive, they're trickling in some PR stuff. So they are making announcements for shows. So, but it is in 22, however, but I'm finally getting life. Life is coming through my email from these places. So this is great from the venues, because
goodness,
that's what I said, you know, all the talented people, right now, which like you did during a pandemic, you wrote a freaking album, right? I mean, two albums, a double album here. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But during a pandemic, your creativity just went wild for the artists. So let's, I'm praying that when we do get out of this, there's venues to play at.
Agreed.
You know,
we have to support, you're right, we have to support these venues, do whatever we can to, you know, as literally save our stages. So they will be there on the other side of this. You're totally right, John.
Right. God knows if these places will be standing for people to perform in. It's like, you know, everything's closing. Are you in New York?
I am. I'm in New York City. I live in Queens.
Yeah, I've seen only on TV. It doesn't look very good. But a lot of things closing down and everything. What's the atmosphere over there right now?
Well, I think it is hopeful. You're right. I mean, the grim reality is that so many of our favorite places have closed.
It's horrible.
But I suspect that, I know, I suspect that in the long run may be a good thing, that it will kind of leave room for some fresh new places to come in, you know, some people
yeah.
who are hungry and want to maybe reinvent things a little bit. It will be a different mm-hmm. world on the other side of it. I think we're going to have a roaring 20s, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm hopeful for that, and maybe there'll be some wonderful new venues
yeah.
that will pop up in the coming
right.
years.
Well, wink, wink to anybody out there with money. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking that real estate's going to be nice and cheap. So if you if you've got some buckage and life opens up again, jump on something. I'm talking about stores or, you know, businnses, stuff like that. I don't
exactly.
know. Everything's going to be dirt cheap.
Brick and mortars.
Yeah, everything's going to
exactly.
be dirt cheap. Yep. So tell us more about the album itself. Is it all originals? Do you have some covers on there? And is there a theme behind this album, or just whatever came to you is what you put down?
It is 22 original songs, funny enough.
Cool.
And I wrote them all within about 6 weeks of each other.
Wow.
In late spring of last year. A good friend of mine calls it a pandemic breakup record. So I'm going to go with that theme, but it is certainly a hopeful batch of tunes, and as hopeful as one can be.
Nice.
It is a bit different for me. I think the production aims a little more rock and roll than I've done in the past, and I think it's a good thing. I'm just trying to branch
mm-hmm.
out a bit and let the songs dictate what they need to me. They tell me where they want to go, and I went there. So
right.
it was a wonderful thing to do during a hectic and tumultuous year.
Right, right. Now, do you play any instruments too, Paul?
Yes, I play piano, and I play a bit of guitar, I wrote most of the record on guitar, which is a bit
wow.
different for me normally, but I play piano, guitar, and a little bit of everything splattered in there, here and there.
Nice, nice. Well, why don't we just hear it, because I'm dying for everybody to hear it. So this is from Paul's new album, untitled right now, but possibly what are we calling it? Pandemic what? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
This is from Paul's new album, which will be out hopefully next year or sooner. We hope sooner, so I should say hopefully in regard to that. Let's hope sooner than next year. And this is called Keeping Me Close, and it's really, really cool. Check it out. Here we go. Paul Lauren, Keeping Me Close.
Keep it.
want to make a trip with me?
Keep keeping me close. Oh, man, that was great.
Thank
Loved
you.
It. It's so catchy. My goodness. I can't
that.
Wait to hear your rock stuff. Your falsetto is phenomenal.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I had a fun time doing it. It was a fun record to make, as you can probably tell. And put my disco suit on, and I even suited up in roller skates. So
yeah,
really,
and it's
really
a fun, happy. It's a fun, happy song, which is cool. I loved it. I loved it. And the rock stuff, I bet, sounds great too. I got to ask you, with that falsetto, have you ever done Jersey Boys by any chance on Broadway?
You know, no, but singing that catalog of songs is actually some of my favorite stuff to sing.
Yeah, I can see you doing it. I can see you doing it, and you would nail it. Especially, the falsetto. I can hear you, very close Frankie Valli stuff there with your voice. I could. That's why I asked if you had done it before. So I'm sorry. I'm not comparing your voice. I can hear you probably being able to do it. Definitely.
No, you're so right. Well, I grew up on Long Island, but I'm a Jersey boy at heart. Let's leave that there. But I do love singing Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and that's
great.
Some of the stuff I grew up with and near
and
dear
me
to my
too.
Heart.
I love them too. I love them. Where are you from Jersey? Or is you just
a Jersey boy at heart, but I grew up on Long Island.
That's what I thought you meant. Right, right. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Jersey's all right. Jersey's all right. We'll keep it. I'm okay here. I don't know.
It's a wonderful place. A lot of hidden gems. Every time I'm in New Jersey, I find these hidden gems of places. Incredible.
Cool. Now, the other songs, love songs, what type of songs have we got on the album?
Yeah. You can find I'll start here. You can find my back catalog, which does lean a little more crooner. So if you're wondering where's the crooner in the soul crooner, you can hear some of my older material. We just put out a kind of best of Paul Loren retrospective just a couple months
cool.
ago,
mm-hmm.
which catalogs about 8 years worth of the best of what I put out. There's a lot of love songs on there and some swinging numbers, so you're gonna get a sense of some of that kind of retro crooner sound that
the
you were
crooning.
Talking about.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
Oh, we should have got one of those. We should have got one of those and played that
yeah,
tonight, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to send more to you.
Yes, please.
To you.
And when the album is being released, you got to come back because I definitely want to hear the new stuff, too.
Would love to.
I want to hear the rock stuff. I definitely do.
Because
I could hear
it.
Towards
too.
The end of that, you were getting a little rocky with your voice. So, yeah, you're like, keep it, Miklia.
Yes. Well, you know, wherever, you're so right. Wherever the spirit moves, we have to go, right?
Right.
Music is music, and there's no right or wrong as long as you feel it.
Right. And isn't it funny, as a musician, I don't know, I used to think I was weird, but, most people would hear, let's say, a train track, just a regular train track, but you hear music when you hear it, don't you?
I do, right? I mean, the rhythm kind of pulses everywhere. So I think musicians are maybe more attuned to it in our daily
yes.
lives. We hear things, we filter things as music, daily sounds, but,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's there for everyone.
Right, but I'm telling you, I always thought I was weird. I'm like, God, does anybody hear that drum beat? It's like, you know, like, does anybody hear that? You know?
I could just picture you air drumming right now, John. I could just picture you going
no.
crazy with the air drums. I know how you get down. I know exactly
yeah.
what you do.
Yeah, well, yeah, take me over to Florham Park, and I don't know, maybe do they have like the do they use the walkers there like they do for ice skating? They have
a good
when
question.
When people don't know how to ice skate, they give them these things that look like walkers, and you can skate with that. That's what I used the last time I went with the kids many years ago.
We're gonna do one better for you. We're gonna put you on the turntables. I know they have a little DJ set up, so we're gonna put you on the one and twos and let you spin some vinyl and
do what you do best. That sounds like
yeah.
my speed. Yeah. But no, I used to I loved roller skating. You kidding? I was good. I loved it. I loved when I was a oh, I was I don't think I've been on roller skates in probably 40 years. It's got to be 40 years.
Yeah.
At
and
least.
I was close to you there. I mean, the video, and of course, folks can watch it on YouTube, keeping me close.
Yes.
Plug there. But I think the video was the first time I put on a pair of roller skates, correct, maybe in about 20-something years. Been that
wow.
long.
Wow. Well, you look a lot younger than me, so I'm thinking you're a rollerblade guy, not a roller skating guy.
That's correct. You guessed that correct. It was the early 90s.
I've never done rollerblades. I don't know. I had a tough time being on 8 wheels. Forget about 2. You know. But anyway.
I hear you.
Yeah. So now, Paul, in regard to the video, it's just under your name, Paul Lauren, on YouTube, or you have a YouTube. What is it? Is it a channel or just the video itself?
That's correct. Yeah, it's under my YouTube. It's under my Vevo channel, so V-E-V-O. But people could just look up Paul Lauren on YouTube, and it should come right up. Keeping me close. They'll see your beautiful home state of New Jersey, one of the fine roller rinks that you have there still. And, man, we just had a blast doing it, filming it. And like I said, I mean, I even eat a cannoli cake. I blow out some candles on a cannoli cake for my birthday, and we have a pizza party, and it was so fun.
Oh, yeah, stop. I told you. I wasn't invited. Why you got to keep going on and on now? You got to tell me what I missed.
Sorry.
I mean, it sounded like a blast. You guys probably – how long did it take to film the video?
It didn't take that long. I think we literally threw a real party, so I think it's probably about a 3 or 4 hour shoot.
Good.
Yeah, it took an afternoon, and again, in these crazy times, you know, what a joy to be able to cautiously get close together to people and share a meal and some laughs and do things the right way. So it was a wonderful anomaly in a crazy year.
Right. Well, do you do any Facebook Lives or anything? Like, where can people see you live right now other than going outside?
Yes.
You know, a lot
yes,
of people are doing some performances on Facebook or Instagram or something, you know.
Yeah, so I will be doing more Instagram and Facebook Lives. I spent 6 months last year doing what I call the Leisure Lounge. Which was every Monday night for a couple hours on both Instagram and Facebook. I'd open up a piano bar, a virtual piano bar, and
in your house
from people.
Oh, yeah, in your house?
And I'd be sipping in a martini. I'd sit at my piano in my living room and would dress in a suit and tie sometimes just to feel like I was going somewhere. And yeah, so I'll be most likely bringing versions of that back. There'll be some streaming performances. People can see on both Facebook and Instagram. They could follow me. I am Paul Lauren Music on both. That is my handle on both Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be announcing things coming into the spring months here.
Well, I'm going to friend you on Facebook when we're done. And I would have tagged you in my promo, but I didn't know you were on Facebook. I'm so sorry. But I will friend you.
I'll friend you,
and then this way you could see it. I'm sorry.
I'll friend you too, and this way I could share it. That's great.
Yeah, definitely. pardon me, I'm really, really hoarse tonight. Oh my God. I've been actually, you're going to think this is crazy. I've been wanting to do a Facebook Live just to have fun to say, anybody want to hang out tonight and just do a couple songs, but I haven't sang in so long. I'm sure it wouldn't be good. So I'm afraid to do it. Believe it or not, I'm afraid to sing. Once in a while, I get music Tourette's on the show. Like after your song, that stuck in my head. So I was like, keeping me close. You know. So I mean, I get that music Tourette's thing with the music that's on the show. But I don't know if I could do a performance. So, but. I don't know. I would love to. But that's great that you're doing that. I have to check it out. So if I wanted to see one of your past Leisure Lounge performances,
yes.
Where would I see one of the past ones?
Yeah, you would find them. I put a lot up on both my Facebook and Instagram pages.
Oh,
so if you're familiar with Instagram, yeah,
yep.
It's in the you go to my profile and you can click on past videos. I put a lot up there. And the same with Facebook. They should be on my news, on my page feed. If you scroll down far enough, you'll find them for sure.
Cool. Yeah, because what was I going to say? I'm new to Instagram, so I just started using it because a guest said, well, can you share your promo on Instagram? I said, well, I'm not on there yet. I've been trying to, but I needed my son to help me. So
gotcha. I got
so that's why I'm on there now. So I've got no followers, nothing, but I don't think I do. I don't know how to read it. I just post the shows on it for everybody. So, you know, but I have
wonderful
to learn more about that stuff. I'm very as I said, Paul, I'm older than you. So anyway, we'll leave it at that.
Okay, we'll leave that there. We'll leave that there. Yeah. We're not coming back to that. Don't you worry. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, now you said the album is coming out probably next year, so you still have to get in the studio and finish everything, or you're just tweaking, or you just really gotta lay down all the tracks. And also I wanted to ask you about Keeping Me Close. I sense a little live music in there too. Was that a live band or?
Yeah, most of the record, including that song, was drums, bass, guitars, and maybe piano. That was all
with a band though, not studio stuff. That's what I thought it was a band. It sounded great. It's always nice to hear a band.
Yeah,
you could tell when it's studio versus band. Well, most musicians can, I guess.
Right. So we got the people in the same room, like kind of the old way of doing things, right?
Right, the real way of doing it.
The real way. You know, they were wearing masks back in the summer, of course, and we did it as safely as we could, but we every gentleman in the same room together and hitting the old tape machine and recording, and I think some of that comes across on the record, and certainly that new song that you just heard.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I heard it, and I said, you know what? It doesn't sound like it's been studioized, if you want to call it that. You know, it hasn't been.
Well, that's great.
It hasn't been touched technically other than in the mix, and you know what I mean. So, but that's great. So the whole album is a live band. That's cool. That's great.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
I miss that so much. Oh, everybody does, right? Everybody does.
We do miss live music, and we are, like I said, I mean, we are hopeful that it's going to come back. I do feel that we're right on the precipice. We're right there. And when things start moving, we're going to be moving with them.
Right, right. I'm sorry. I think I switched the subject. Did you answer me when I said in regard to the album coming out next year? Where are you at? What's the hold up? Can't we get it now? I want it now.
Well, yeah. So you will be getting, like I said, we're going to be putting out singles. So you might even be getting one single every 6 weeks or so.
Nice.
And we're going to stagger the release of the new record. But the record, to answer your question, is done. It's fully mixed, and the whole thing is in the can, so to speak, Joanne.
Nice. I have this new microphone. It picks up the neighbor going to the bathroom. I mean, my God, I just tried to take a drink of water, and I apologize about that. So, Paul, what else do you want to tell us? What's happening, or anything? What else is going on with you?
Well, there's so much going on, Joanne.
Yeah, I know. Tell us.
There's so much. Yeah, so like I said, the record's done, but I'm still writing and still working on new music. That never stops. The muse, the
right.
inspiration never ends, and which is a wonderful way to spend a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm lucky to be working with just incredible collaborators. I worked with some amazing musicians and assistant producers on the record, both Oscar Albus Rodriguez and Zach Jones, who played a number of the songs. We're releasing the record independently through a label that I co-own with a gentleman named Evan Doobie. That label is based out of Brooklyn. And I'd like to think that we have a kind of Motown model for independent music, and doing everything here and from New York City. It's all based here. We make the records here. We distribute them from here, and then when the road gigs come back, we're all going to get on a big bus together, all of us acts, and do a Five and Dime Records review show, and we might even be coming to your town, Joanne, so just watch out, will you?
Well, you better let me know, and it's funny you say you have a Motown mantra, because I felt the little Motown and keeping me close.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did grow up with that amazing music, right?
Absolutely amazing music.
Yeah, I mean, we were lucky. I mean, I've said this before, but I was lucky to grow up in a time when New York and probably Metro New York radio. We had CBS FM. We had that oldie station. Did you ever get attuned to that? The music.
Oh God, I grew up listening to CBS. Yeah, doo-wop, everything.
Right?
Oh my God.
And I think really, like, you know, I grew up in the late '80s and early '90s. That was when my antennas were up, and literally and figuratively. And we still had some of the doo-wop stuff playing, and the stuff in the early '60s was ever present. And I was just really fortunate to grow up in that in the time that I did, and get a sense of the heritage of great American music, including,
yeah,
as you said, those Motown records.
Right. And I don't know. I know you don't listen to the show, but I've mentioned so many times how I wish music was top 40 again, when you heard all different styles on one station. You don't hear that anymore, other than if it's an oldie station, they do a mix, you know. But remember, back in the day, there would be a radio station, you would hear rock on it, you'd hear dance, you'd hear ballads, you'd hear everything on,
yes,
it, you know, and all, you'd hear country, you'd hear everything on,
yes,
this one channel. And now
music,
you just go
music
to one channel, you got one type of music, you know, and it's, I don't know, it just, it expands people more, I think, musically, if there's more out there for people to find and listen to. But you have the internet,
yes,
for that. You have the internet for that, I guess.
You have the internet for that, but you're right. Radio was actual radio pop songs. You have a Sinatra song next to a Beatles song next,
right,
to a Willie Nelson song.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. It,
nope,
didn't matter. And
music was
music.
Music,
good was good. And
yeah,
that's the game we're in. And I think there's a bunch of us still who grew up in that time with the sense that music can't be compartmentalized. There are no genres. It's just,
right,
good or bad is the way that I see,
right,
things. So,
right,
you know, and hopefully we're on the good side, Joe.
No.
Hopefully we're on the good side.
Yeah, well, definitely this song is on the good side. Keep keeping me close. I really like it a lot. And like I said, I'm definitely going to play it again on the 27th when I do the music recap show. And if you release another one, send it on over. And I'd love to play it for you. Well, I'd love to listen to it personally, but but I'd love to play it for you too. But yeah, and when you're done with everything, like I said, if you want to come back and let everybody know the album's completed, but it or the EP, whenever that's ready, so we can let people know it's out there. And I was not able to open your bio, so I apologize if I'm not touching on your past too much, because I wanted to see if you had more. How many CDs have you put out? I know you've done the Christmas ones, and now you got this one, so.
Yeah, well, I actually love that you haven't really touched on the past, because I'm not one for looking too far back either.
No,
so,
I know, but I'd like to, you know, talk about,
yes,
your accomplishments, obviously.
Thanks. Well, yes, people can find the music. You know, they can find it on iTunes if they get music,
right,
there, on Spotify, or right on my website, paulloren.com. All of my,
mm-hmm,
past accomplishments and releases and accoutrements are all online. They can stream videos of mine on YouTube. They can watch me on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. They can see the whole back catalog of me all there on the interwebs. So I'll leave it there.
When were you on Jimmy Fallon, hon?
It's been almost, well, maybe 3.5 years ago.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, really fun.
What'd you
really
do on
fun
there? What'd you do? What'd you sing?
I wrote a song in 20 minutes and performed it live afterwards. And you can see all the hijinks that ensue. I'm sure you can type in on YouTube, Paul Loren, The Tonight Show, and it will pop up.
Cool. I'm gonna do that.
It was super fun. Yeah, it was super fun. I think you'll get a kick out of it, and that is all there for people to see. And if they like what they see and like what they've heard tonight, they can follow me wherever they follow people on social media, and listen to me wherever they listen to music nowadays.
Absolutely. And we're gonna end the show tonight with "Keep Keeping Me Close" too, so you guys can hear it one more time, because it's so great. But Paul, thank you so very much. It's a pleasure talking to you and meeting you and hanging out with you tonight. I really did enjoy the song and you. And again, please send me the music. I'd love to share it with my people on social and also to our listeners. So
thank you.
Feel free, please.
Likewise, please. I'll be sharing new music with you, and I will see you at the skating rink, at the roller rink,
yes.
Joanne, okay?
Yes.
I know you'll
if
be there
you
with your
come
records.
Back, yes, if you come back to Florham Park, call me. I'm literally like 20 minutes away, if that. And you know, in Jersey, when you're driving, 20 minutes is nothing. So, well, depending on
fantastic.
The traffic.
I'll be there with bells on and blades. And I
you
look
got
forward
it.
To seeing you.
Oh, you
chatting
too.
With you again. Thanks for the time.
You too.
Tonight.
Paul, thank you so much. Everybody, Paul Lauren, check it out. Tonight we play Keeping Me Close, and we're going to close with that tonight. And go to Paul's website, www.paullauren.com, and you can check out all his past performances and all his music there. And I can't wait to check it out, too. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to look at everything, but I'm back, by the way, Paul. I had to take a little downtime, so I haven't been on top of my game. So, but life is back to normal, thank God. And so I will be checking everything out after we get off the show, especially the Jimmy Fallon performance. So I'm gonna check that out too. That sounds like fun. So, but thank
well,
you again.
Sound like you. Thank you. It doesn't sound like you left or went anywhere. So I have to tell you, it was great talking to you, and your spirits were high, and you sang some of my music, which I'm honored that I got a little taste of your lovely voice singing one of my tunes.
I loved the song.
It was a true pleasure speaking with you.
You too. I love the song. I'm going to close with it too. Keeping me close. Come on there. Come on, Paul.
Love it. Love it.
Paul, thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Paul Lauren, www.paullauren.com. Go check him out. He's great. Thank you, Paul. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Oh, that was a lot of fun. What a nice guy. And I have to definitely go check out that the Jimmy Fallon thing. I got to check out his old stuff too, because like I said, the information was sent to me that he was a soul crooner. I said, well, crooner to me is the I don't want to say big band, but the standards. We had Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, that you know, the whole Rat Pack and those guys, and that's what I was expecting to hear. And when I heard Keeping Me Close, I said, no way. But that's where the soul comes in. So anyway, but the song is really good. Really, really good. We're gonna close with it tonight. Tomorrow I've got a special treat for our East Coast listeners, specifically in the Harrison, New Jersey and Kearney, New Jersey area. We're going to have Tony Mondaro on. He runs the Harrison Weather Center, and I know him actually from school. We went to school together, and jokingly at the time, we had fun. It was fun, and Tony would get up and do weather reports in the classroom, and we had so much fun with it, and he was so good at it, and I had no idea that he would take it to the level he has taken it. He is the most accurate weather forecaster that I don't even watch the news for the weather anymore. I wait for him to post his posts. So that's how accurate he is. And also, I think we're supposed to get more snow Monday. Who knows? Who knows? I'm not saying anything. I'm going to let him tell us because I don't know. So, but anyway, yeah, it's Tony's going to be on tomorrow. We're going to talk about how he's put this all together. I mean, you got to see his setup. It's phenomenal. I mean, the equipment that he's got, why he's not doing broadcast news weather forecast is beyond me. But I guess we'll find out tomorrow. So that's on the 21st, Tony Mondaro from the Harrison Weather Center. And please just call in and say thank you. He works hard to get that weather accurate. So every time he posts, I say thanks so much because I'm so happy to know what's going to happen. So, and then on the 24th, we've got Terry Ray, actor, comedian. He's so funny. I can't wait to hang out with him. We're going to have a good time. And then the 27th, we're going to have my music recap night for my guests. We're going to play some music. You're going to hear Keeping Me Close again tonight. We're going to close out with it. And again on the 27th. And also Chris, we played a lot of her stuff the other night, and it's so good. Oh my God, I'm telling you, that some of the music we get here, I'm just taken aback because it's so good, and I'm so jealous because I want to be doing it and I can't. So, but anyway, then on the 28th, singer Chrissy Poland will be on, and then March. Oh God, you guys have no idea what's going on in March. We got some big stuff happening. A lot of great guests. Calendar. What's this? This is February. Calendar should be updated by next weekend. So we're gonna have a lot of fun with that. So. Anyway, thank you so much, Paul Lauren, for joining me tonight. Thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloison Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. I thank you all. Join me tomorrow. And, hey, you could have been anywhere, but you're hanging out with me. So that's pretty cool, and I thank you very much. So keep keeping me close. Paul Lauren, check it out. You're going to love it. It's really good. Good night.